Okay, the inyan is about what does it mean nisoyin. Okay, so we'll start with kasha from a different word nisoyin, then we'll go to the nisoyin by akeda and go back to the kasha.
Is this the daf or this or the parsha?
Yeah,
this
say,
is. Oh, which? Oh, yeah. We are. What daf do you mean?
David.
Oh, David, the choneni v'naseini. Okay, so
it always works out.
Okay, mashu, maybe. I gradually had a little. Okay, maybe a mashu. But mainly it was for the parish. Okay. So we'll start off with the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan Li'inukei de Reish Lakish. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Tes. Right? Rabbi Yochanan saw Reish Lakish's little child. And he told the child, what pasuk are you up to? In Cheder. So he said, I'm up to Aser to Aser. So then the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, it was his uncle, you know, his mother's brother. Right? What does Aser to Aser mean? Why does it say twice? So Rabbi Yochanan told him means Aser Bishvil Shatis Asher. Right? So it was a very sharp yingle. That's the whole Gemara there. So he said, how do you know that's Pshat? So Rabbi Yochanan told him, try it and you'll see. So the child said, you're allowed to test Hashem? V'haksiv loitan Aser as Hashem. You're not allowed to test Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan said, usually you can't test Hashem, but by this, there's a big machloek is not getting into that. Either it means when you give miser of wheat or even any tzedakah, you are allowed to test Hashem because it's a pasuk in Malachi. El Haviu es kol ha-miser beis Hashem uvchanuni no bazois amar Hashem im loeftach lechem es harubes Hashemayim v'yikreis lechem brachad blidoi. Okay, that's the piece of Gemara. So when I was learning this piece of Gemara with my Chavrusa, which is your Aiden, so I had a problem in the Teich. Usually, when we think about a test, you say like Cain or Eloi, right? Does he know it or does he not know it? Can he do it or can he not do it or whatever, right? So how do you read this Gemara? You're usually forbidden to test Hashem. But by tzedakah, you can test Hashem. Explain to me what it means you're testing Hashem. What? Does what? Could Hashem do it or not? What do you mean? You're allowed to be apikoyrus by tzedakah? So you say the test is, will he do it or won't he do it? In other words, will he give me money or won't he give me money? So now, even there, it's hard for me to chap. Because Hashem said he will. Right? That's the whole point.
Well, he said b'chanuni.
Right. I'm saying, so I mean, let's say in the... Are you testing, do I have right pshat in the pasuk? No. Is that the test? It doesn't seem that way, right? It sounds like it's saying you can... You know, that's the pshat. Hashem's like, test me. See if I'll do what I said, right? So I said, okay, Hashem, I know you said, right? You said you're going to give me money. I'm going to test you. Are you going to do what you said? Or are you not going to do? What does it mean? Yeah, how do you explain the Gemara? Yeah.
I mean, it's a... That's Malachi, right?
That's a pasuk of Malachi.
Right, so that's one of the last questions.
Malachi, yeah, sure.
Malachi says there's a back and forth.
Oh, so yeah.
You keep on saying, you say this, and I say this.
Yeah.
So this is the last of the series. You have to look at the rest of the...
Right. So the people were not the greatest people over there. 100%.
Right. And it says...
Yeah. But here, I have no problem that there are people who are saying that. That's not my problem. I know there's people, but it's saying you're allowed to say it. That's what I want to understand.
There are no upsets.
No.
I mean, generally, when there's something promised in my show, it's always with a chesed.
Okay.
Maybe I have to be worried for that.
Okay, fine.
So over here, we say you have to test me because it means it's an absolute.
Okay, so then it's an interesting lushin. Then it shouldn't say, it should say just as a statement. Over here, you know, it's absolute. But that I have no problem. Okay. You know, usually it's tali, which is taka zoi shtet nechinuch. The chinuch says like you that usually if you do chatoim, you won't get it, Here, no, even if a person did chatoim, Hashem
will... You're not supposed to do those things. Tell him to him, Hashem will catch us. You're not supposed to play those games.
Right.
He's a player. He's allowed to play the game.
Okay, but so, but what? How do we translate testing Hashem? What does that mean? What does it mean when I say I'm allowed to test Hashem? Hashem said he will. Right? Hashem said he's going to overlook it.
Wait, which
chet
are we talking about?
It says in the chinuch, even if a person did chatoim, Hashem will still give him his richness, you know, because he gave the mice. Or the tzedakah, depending, machlekes, whatever it is. The tzedakah or the mice. Okay, so now the question is, that part's easy, no problem.
Is the test or is it a sign?
Oh, so that's what we're going to get into. That, what does it mean exactly? What it means that you're testing. What does it mean when you say you're testing Hashem? Okay, so now we'll forget about that kasha for a long time. We'll talk about the word Nisayim by the Akedah, and then we'll get all the way back to the kasha again at the end of the whole. Okay, so now let's go to the Akedah. It says, V'elikim Nisa es Avram. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a test to Avram Avin. So now, what does it mean Hashem gave a test to Avram Avin? What's the problem? So the problem is, what it says already in the Rambams, the Rambam writes in Mor Nebuchim, he says, the word test is a very hard word, because Hashem knows the future, and he, how could Hashem test it? So before we get to the Rambam's teretz, let's do the Ramban. The Ramban says, of course Hashem knew that Avram Avin will pass. Adarabba, it's really from a medrash, it says, Hashem tzadik yivchan. Hashem only tests the people who he knows will pass. So why do you call it a test? Why do you call it a test? The teretz is because it's a test mitzad ha-menusa. Because even though Hashem knows, but as we all know, we still say that you have bechira. Right? And the Rambam already talked about that's not a spira. So, the Menusa Avram, for him it's a test, because he has Bechira. So it's not a test from the tester. It's not a test mitzad the Eibishter. It's from the testif, the person who's getting the test. For him it was, will he pass or not? So what's the point of this test, Rector Ramban? Usually the test is for the teacher to know, right? But here the teacher knows. So, what's the point here? Sorry. Dr. Ramban.
Doesn't Rashi say that not for Hashem, but it's for the goyim?
Oh, very good. That's Mamish going to be not the Ramban's answer, right? The Rashi Taka says it's for the goyim.
The purpose of a test is not to see into the main purpose of a test is it changes the person.
Oh, that's Ramban's pshat. There's different types. Some tests are for the person. So the Ramban says it was for Avram Avinu. It was for Avram Avinu's good, because when you take your koiches and you bring it out lapoyel, even though he was good and he would do it, he didn't do it. And when you do it, you get a big aliyah and mimela. That was the whole Akedah. So the point of the Akedah was, according to Ramban, Hashem already knew Avram will do it, but he wanted Avram to have good. He wanted it to be good for him. And the Ramban says, all the nisyonis in the Torah are l'toivas ha-menusa. They're all there for the good of the person getting tested, l'hoitzi from the koyach
ha-lapayah. Does the Ramban shtelt to the Lashon Neis like a flag?
He does not. This is exactly what I wanted to say. I saw like 5 Sfarim. I don't know how many, whatever, a few Sfarim, that said, oh, so how does the Ramban translate the word Nais? The Ramban translates the word Nais like the Medrash. That the Medrash says that it's from the Pasuk Nais Lihis Noises, which is like a banner, which means like to raise up high. Yeah? And Mimela, that's the Medrash, says that right here on, I think I wrote even down maybe the Medrash. You have to raise you up, Avram, in the world. Like the mast on the boat. Okay, then there's a bunch of psukim. that say the word nes means a banner. Okay. So, yeah, okay, like they have a sonnes and kin sonnes harim tiru, what you say in Rosh Hashanah davening, when you're going to see the banner raised up. So, excuse me? Yeah. So they say that. Now, I believe that is a total mistake, because that there is that the Medrash holds that way. But the Ramban says black and white that the reason what's called it a Nisayan was for the Minusa. I don't know why they're not happy with the Ramban. They don't have to make Nukshatim. The Ramban says the Pshat is because even though Hashem knew, but Avram, for him it was a test. That's all. You don't need any, you don't need to change the Pshat. The Medrash says it comes from the word of banner. From the words Nisa comes from the word that Hashem like raised Avram up. Gave him the chance, opportunity, and to raise himself up. Okay, fine. That's one of the pshatim.
Does it match them with the Ramban? They're not the same.
It's true, according to Ramban, that it was for the purpose to raise him up. I'm just saying, as far as translation goes, there's no need to change the translation. You could still say Hashem tested Avram. It just means that for Avram, it was a test. That's what it says in Ramban.
Why isn't the same? Why does Rabbi say it's not?
I'm just saying regular pshat. Is it means test, right? I'm saying there's no
there's no hechra.
The Medrash is saying that every test brings out the kaifel of
fire. 100%. But the Medrash made a shtickle Torah that the word means that, right? That the word nisa means that. I have no problem saying the Ramban can go with the Medrash.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I'm just saying there's you don't have to say anything.
So when we say Ali Sech Hashem Chol Yom Yimolo, that's the same thing.
Well, there means it means miracle, but why does the word miracle mean nes? The Ksava Kabbalah says that he thinks the central word really means ois. The word nes really means sign, because you have a bunch of psukim like that. I didn't chap, but there's so many psukim like that. The word nes means sign. For the best one in Chumash is by the Bnei Koirach in Pinchas, it says, Vayiyu l'nes. Right? When they died, they were a nes. What does it mean they were a nes? It means they were a sign to everyone else. Don't rebel on Hashem. Don't do what they did. So, and then he brings a bunch in Navi, where it says, he has his psukim, where you see the word nes in Targum, on those psukim in Navi, the word nes means ois. It's a sign. So he says that really that's the same thing for all of them. Because like when you test someone, you know, it means like this is a sign that you know it, right? Like this will be my sign to the teacher that you know the material. Or when you have a banner, that's like a sign, always it's supposed to be a sign for something. Like we are this or we won, or it's always a sign. So he says all the words are different things of coming from the word ice. That's what he thinks.
I don't disagree, but I always thought nes is something that stands out. Something that stands out can be a sign. Something can stand out. The reason that nes is called a nes is because it's so different from the Derech HaTeva. It stands out of the Derech HaTeva.
Okay, you're not too far from sign.
I'm just saying there's a unifying, underlying idea that something stands out in some way. Either you carry the banner high so you can see it.
It's the same idea.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah. He brings a targum in a few psukim, I wrote them down, on the word nes in Navi, the targum writes ois and simen. Those are the two words the targum uses. Where did I put it? Oh, here, I think. Yeah. I don't know these psukim in Yirmiyah. Ad Mosai Nes. When will I get to see the Nes? Says the Targum. When will I see the Simen? Another Pasuk. V'nosa Nes Lagoyim. This is Yeshaya Perkei. V'yizkoif Ois. will be an ois. Okay, this is what the...
Asking for an ois is a bad thing, though, isn't it? When we see from Avraham Avinu, when he asked for an ois, and he told
Then he asked Bame'eda, bring me Ki Yerushana. Right, because he should have believed Hashem. That's the push-up shot in the Taina and Avraham.
So Hashem, it's a good thing that Hashem gives an ois, but to ask for an ois is bad.
Okay, so Mimela... Oh, yeah. So that, you'll see, we'll get there, Tak, with the voice or not. Okay, so now... That's something else. That means he wants Hashem to test him.
That's Mamas a test.
Yes. He's asking him for a test. He's not testing God.
That's why he didn't pass the test.
But he shouldn't have asked. He said himself later, I shouldn't have asked.
Eliezer also. Bear asked for
my Oh, yeah. There he did ask. Right.
But the Mar says the reason that he didn't pass the test is because he knew that it would be a taina that people would tell be
Hashem. Oh, you mean that's what David said. Right. You have to understand that piece of Gemara. There. Yeah, you have to get shot in that Gemara. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, let's get to where we are. So the Ramban says the point of the Nisayon of the Akedah was that Avraham should bring out his koiches, min ha-koich al-apoyal, and that was the test. It was for Avraham Avinu. Now, that's the Rambam. Now comes the Rambam. And here I want to say over this Rambam, this is the main thing why I wanted to say this whole thing, so the Olam should hear this whole Rambam here. The Rambam is in Meir Nebuchim. He has a perek on Nisayonis. And he starts off the parak, says, Nisoyin is a dover kashem ma'oid. What's pshat Nisoyin? Hashem knows anyways. So he says, you should know that there are six places in the Torah where there is a Nisoyin. And the pshat is always the same. Zok the Rambam, that the test is no point in the thing itself. I read out the words. Ko da, ki kol Nisoyin shenerma b'toira, hare matarosoi v'inyonoi. The point of every nisayin, sheyedu bnei yodam, that others should learn from it, masha roi lahem lasois, what is the right way to act, or masha roi lisbor, or the right way to think. Ucheilu, inyan hanisayin, it comes out keilu, the whole thing of a nisayin, shatei ose peula mesuyemes, that you do a certain thing, the person, sheena matore etze moisa apula, the point is bechlal not that he did it, Elohim Torah, the whole point is Shatahela Dugma, that what he did should be a lesson to everyone else. Kedeilmoid Mimena, that they'll learn from it, Vilelech Mikviseha, and people will follow it. Okay? In other words, he holds it wasn't for Avraham Avinu. It's an unbelievable thing. The Avraham Avinu did this for me. For me and for every Yid, that we should learn from him. Okay, now he goes through the six things. The six Nisyanis, and explains all six are that way.
What, like Masal is similar?
Not Masal is similar, but him. That he should teach me. He's my Rebbe to show me. You'll see each one what shows you. The first one he starts off is in Re'e. He has six. Yeah, the one, it says, Ki Yakum Bikir Bechon Navi Oy Cholim Chalim. This Navi gets up there and he says, Go do Avoy Dezar. And he brings you Isis and Mifsim, you know, to show you that he's real. So it says, don't listen to him. Ki minase Hashem Elokechem Eschem Lodas Hayishchem Oyavim as Hashem Elokechem B'chol Avavchem B'chol Nafshechem. So Hashem's minase, making an Nisoyin. What does it mean? It means that Hashem is putting you on test in front of the world. And the world is going to look and see, do these Jews really know that Hashem is true and they won't fall for it? Or are they going to fall for it? So, and you're going to teach the world, I'll read you, Perushoi, Teidu, Ki Zeh Dover Sharotza Hashem Boy. The reason why Hashem sent that Navi there is, he wants it, Lohidia La'umois, that the world should know, Erech Hachzikchem Amitas Teirosa Yisala, how stark are you Machzik the Teira? Ve'asagaschem Es Amitosei, how stark do you really believe Hashem's Emes? Ve'she'enchem Niftim Lemirmois Ramai, yeah, that you don't get persuaded by the cheaters. And you won't get weak. And then he says, look up what I wrote in Misaida Torah about this. Even if he brings a moifis, the only time a moifis should make you a spilus is something which could be either way. But if it can only be one way, he can be 10 moifisim. If it can't design, can't design. So Memela, that's That's what you're supposed to show everybody, that you know that Hashem's emes and that all these things don't mean anything to you. So, in other words, it comes out that the word minaseh does not mean, that's his teretz kasha. It doesn't mean that Hashem is testing you. Hashem knows what you're holding. Hashem is putting you on test. He's putting you on test in the eyes of the world. They're looking to see, do you really believe in Hashem or don't you? When it says there, Menasa Hashem elikechem eschem, lo das, to know. Not Hashem should know. The world wants to know. Do you really love Hashem or don't you? That's his klal in all the psukim. That's how you read them. Excuse me.
He's testing the person who's listening to the melody. Why does it have to be somebody else?
Because Hashem knows already if you.
He knows what everybody else also. So why does that help us?
So everybody else is. They don't know what you think. The guys in India, all the goyim in. The whole everybody, right? They don't know if the Jews really believe in Hashem or don't they? And now they're all looking to watch. Let's see. So these guys, they really do believe or they don't believe.
Hashem knows the result. Why would he put side Eden that don't believe in front of the guy?
Okay, we'll worry about that later. We have enough work to do now. Just getting the Rava. That is what Hashem is doing. He's putting the Jews on test. That they are being tested by the world. The world is watching. Do they believe or don't they believe?
We had this more by Balfour, that the lady called the wagon driver Yehudiata. What are you going into Balfour for?
Right.
I thought you don't do these kinds of stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, that's mamish what it is. Right. The world is watching and seeing, what are we going to do?
Right. That's what the Rambam says. That's the reason he brought the Navi there. So that the world could see. It looks like from the Rambam, the idea of it is because he wants us to pass. And must be on the world that they'll see, these you didn't really believe. That's the good thing that's supposed to come out of the whole thing. Okay, that's number one. Then number two. There's two, three, and four are all by the month. It says three times Nisayin by the month. First one is an Eket. Vayachilcha samon asher leyedata leman anoyscha lenasoysecha ladas es asher bilvovcha hasishmar mitzvoysav imloy. Talk the Rambam again. Hashem knows if you're going to keep the mitzvahs. He's not testing to find out if you're going to do the mitzvahs. In Yonoi, Sheyedu Ha'amim Eszeh. The world, again, is testing this out. V'yisparsem bo'oilom, Shekol mi shenisyachid la'avodoso yisaleh. That if a guy is taka really a real Eved, Yechalkaleu mimokim sheloihela al daitoi. Hashem's going to give him his parnosa from somewhere he can't imagine. Right? The whole world is watching. These guys are going to really make it in the desert with no food? V'kenzai. Right? And then they're going to see, is this going to really work or are these guys going to die in the desert? And then they're going to test it and they're going to see that Hashem is giving them parnosa. So from there they should learn that anybody who's miyachid la'avidosai, Hashem will be mechalkum from somewhere. Right? And when I read that Rambam here, I saw that what the whole world makes a diik in the Rambam, the end of Shemitah V'Yevel, is mamish meduyik. Because, l'chayr, it's interesting. Why should Goyim, what are they going to gain out of knowing that? That's for a chayz, a kail younger man. He should know that. What's it going to help the Goy to know that if you're a Eved, if you're Miyach Lavidosa, he'll get Parnosa from Hashem, right? What is going to help him? But everyone knows there's a diik in the Rambam. When he says in Shemitah V'Yevel, right? I'm talking about that part. He says, right? And what does he say? Who could be like Shevet Levi? Call right, me boy ho'olam. Anybody in the whole wide world. You don't have to be Jewish. If you're a goy and you're into avodas Hashem, what I don't remember the words exactly. Thinking about Hashem and all everything is for Hashem. He'll give you your parnasa too. So it matches. So the pshat is, Hashem wants the goyim to know this. That if somebody's miyachit for avodas Hashem, he'll get his parnos. That's the first one by the month.
Do we have a chiyuv to teach goyim?
I don't know if we have a chiyuv. Hashem wants to teach goyim, though.
No, that's what Hashem wants us to do, so don't we have a chiyuv?
Well, I mean, Hashem is putting us in the midbar with the man.
The hashkafa is that we should be going out there teaching.
I don't know if we have to go do it, but Hashem is making this happen. It says in the Rambam that the whole idea is that the whole world will chop from the Jews everything. Hashem wants, yes, Hashem does want that all the world will know about Hashem I think maybe he does say that. Here you see Hashem wants them to believe in Hashem and to know what Hashem is and that he does these things. Yeah, do you see? Then another one in Ekev again. Leman anoyscha uleman nasoisecha leitivcha bachrisecha. That's three. Number three, okay? In order to, Hashem gave you man to afflict you, leman anoyscha uleman nasoisecha leitivcha bachrisecha. So what's that nasoisecha? So he says, I have two ways here, Dr. Rabin. Either it's the same as the other one, same thing, kafal adavar nachamal, the same thing. Or pshat is sometimes the word nisoyin could mean regilus. He brings the pasuk in the kisava in the teichacha. Asher loy nisasa kaf raglo haktzigaloritz. She's not used to, right, the rach and the onig, that she's not used to walking on the floor. She's gonna, right, it goes weiter. So here also, Hashem afflicted you in the midbar with man, which is hard, was hard. Uleman asesecha, to get you used to having a hard life. Okay? This is the second pshat in the pasuk. Hashem was anoyscha, ani with the man, uleman asesecha, to give you a regilis in a hard life. So, Dr. Ram, why would Hashem want somebody to have a regilis in a hard life? Two reasons. First of all, because after this, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And you can't appreciate how good something is if you've been in such a good matzav the whole time. So Hashem gives them a shver time in the midbar. So when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you'll realize the goodness of Eretz Yisrael. Number two. Okay, so maybe this is the pshat. You can't be kind Eretz Yisrael if you don't. Then he says another reason is if when they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have to make wars and win countries. Einer who has knows how to live with a little inu, you can't fight. So Memela, the Rebbe Yisrael said, you have to get Inu in the Midbar to be ready to go into Yisrael to make Muhammad. That's the Rambam. Okay, two reasons. Okay, so that's the third one. Then the fourth one is again with the man. Is in Bishalach, Laman Anasen Yech B'Sarasi. He says that's for sure the same as the other one. So the three in the man either are all the same thing to show the Goyim that Hashem will give Parnasa, or the middle one he had another Pesha.
What's happened so many by the man?
That was the Indian of the month. Can hear that was the Indian. Then comes number five, Yisrael. Hashem says afterwards, they say we can't hear it; it's too hard, right? So Hashem said, "Don't be by your Moshe Alam Al Tiro." Right? They said they were too scared. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You go. We can't hear this. Don't be scared." Ki levavur nasois eschem boho elukim. Yeah? What does that mean? So Zok the Rambam, shots like this. The Moshe says, don't worry. You know why Hashem spoke to you straight? There's one reason. Because he has to prepare you for your Nisayan. Because later on in the history, there's going to be people who are going to try to missionize the Yidin, and like it says in Parashas Re'eh, that these Nevim are going to get up there and bring you proofs that you should do Avodah Zarah. Now, how are you going to ever fight them off? If you never saw Hashem yourself saying the Torah, so then who said, Man and Yemar, he's saying the truth more than Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the truth. So we had to do it. He had to do it in person a little bit so that you should see who Hashem is yourself. And now you'll know. And Memele, so ki levavur nasois eschem, bo ha'elikim, Hashem went straight and talked to you, the Matan Torah, in order that now you can get tested in front of the Goyim and you'll show the Goyim what's the Emes. That's a Rama. Okay, now it's number six is the Akedah. Finally gets to the Akedah. It says, by the Akedah, Elohim nisas Avram. It says, it's the same thing. It wasn't for Avram. and it wasn't for Hashem. It's for everybody else. So he says, what are we going to learn out of that Kedah? So the Rambam, we're going to learn two things out of that Kedah. He says, the first thing you're going to learn out of the Kedah is L'hoidienu gavul ho'av ol Hashem yisale. Yeah? How far does a person's Ahav for Hashem supposed to go? V'hayir mimenu le'eze gavul magas. How far? Lefichach nitztave b'parsha zu asher lo ya'archeno. What he was commanded in this parsha cannot be equaled. Loy mesiris momin, veloy mesiris nefesh. It's nothing on the level of giving your money up. It's nothing on the level of mesiris nefesh. Elazet tachlis masha efsher lius bimetzias. This is the most furthest, hardest thing that could possibly ever happen in the whole metzias. Mimasha lo yale bedimyoin sheteva ha'odam yishom alekach. A person wouldn't even be able to imagine that it's within a person's nature that he could pass such a test. Okay? Now here, it's very geschmack. If you look in Rabbeinu Bechaye, I didn't know this, but I first learned the Marnei Nebuchim, and then I looked in Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye says over this whole Rambam with like little perushim on every line. But he doesn't say that he's doing that. But I read the whole Rambam, and then I saw he mamish did that. He said a little, explained it. Said a little and explained it.
He said it with the Ibn Tibbon, or he said it with his own translation.
Who?
Ibn Bechaye. He had his own translation.
He doesn't even say I'm getting it from the Morin Nebuchim. He just says out a whole long thing.
He's paraphrasing it.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it's the wording.
No, the wording is his own wording, and like he sticks in like Masberin and puts in by each little part. So so then the Rambam starts saying, why is it like so? Oh, first the Rambam explains this part. He says, shots like this. The Rambam is saying, this is way harder than Mesiris of your money, way harder than Mesiris Nefesh. Zok der Azay. Why? Because he said there's three levels that a person can love Hashem. Either he just says, Hashem is great, Hashem is wonderful, doesn't cost any money. Level number two, he says it, and he'll give away his own money for it too. Level three, he'll even Mesiris Nefesh for it. He says, Avraham Avinu already passed these three. Why? Vayikrasham b'shem Hashem kelo'ilam. He was always talking about Hashem's greatness. He already gave away money for it. He says, the hachnosos orichim, what Avraham Avinu did was very expensive. He was the whole boy oilam and he had everywhere. And he says, ubevare Avraham was going to give away all his money too for doing what Hashem wants. And he already passed the nisayon of Mesiris Nefesh. That was the first thing. And Urkasim in many ways, he already passed that. So Memeila, that's what the Rambam is saying. This can't be those, because he passed all that already. So Memeila, this has got to be way harder than that. So it's like the Rambam, v'hu sheyiyah odam ariri b'tachlis ha-tshuka liyelet. Yeah, a man doesn't have any children, and he has tachlis ha-tshuka for a child. Ubal oysher godol nisiyus ponim. And he's a real chashev person. V'chashev be'enov. And this kid that he gets is so chashev shetei mizaru uma that he could start a whole nation. Uvalo avlad v'acharayush, and he only got this child after he gave up on having children. Heyach yiyu giyagua v'alo v'avosay oisay. How much would he love this child? Okay, then Rabbeinu Bechai takes over and he starts being masber like more, and he says, and when this child's born, he's gonna love him mamish shein kamais. And then when he becomes 1 year old, he's gonna love him even more. And then when he's going to become 10 and he has seichel already, even more. And when he's almost 40 and he's shalim, b'chol ha'shleim, it's not chayich, it's kifle, kifle, kiflaim, he writes over there. That's his whole drasha. So he says, and now you tell me what would be harder for him? To give up Mesiris Nefesh or give up the son? Zok the Rabbeinu Bechaye, if Avraham Avinu had 100 gufim, he'd die 100 times to save his son. Rather than that son. That was how much hard it was for him. So he says, it's not shaykh for a person to imagine somebody could pass that test. He says, that's how hard it was. And that was the test that Hashem asked Avraham to do. What? Not for Avraham. For me. To tell everybody else how far the gvul of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem is. That's the first reason why Avraham had to take this test. Then he goes, reason number two. Now here, I want to say a ha'ara on the side. No, I'll say the second half. I'll say the whole round, and then I'll say my ha'aras. I don't want to mix it in. And he says the second reason. Oh, and he adds in another thing. He says, Avraham Avinu b'li bilbul. Avraham Avinu didn't do this suddenly, right? It's Rashi, really, in Chumash. Because he didn't want anyone to think it was bilbul. Gimel Yamin. 3 days, Gomar Das decided, Lishchei des benoi. Loi mishum tikat schar, not for any schar. Loi mishum yersoinish, not because he was afraid to get punished. Elo le'etzem ma shemutol al bnei ha'odom, me'avosa yis'alav yersa. Just because this is what a yid should do, a person should do for Avos Hashem and Yers Hashem. V'zeu she'nemar, then after that kid was over, it says, ki ata yodati, ki yirei elukim ata. What does it mean? Now I know, right? Going with his old thing again. Hashem knew the whole time. Kaloimar shebamai says ze. When you did that, asher ye omer alecha, that it will be said on you, meaning Hashem will say on you, behechlet yirei elukim. Hashem says, Avram, he is definitely elukim. Yeidu kol b'nei ha'odom. Everybody else will know. In other words, Yodati, I don't know how in Diktuk it works, but I'm going to make everyone know. Yeah. Somehow, Medea, like.
That's why we say, I mean, that's the word. That's why, because it passed the test, that's why we say, okay, Avram.
Oh, that's what we say, right? We say, okay, Avram, yeah. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. And Rabbi Nukai, when he paraphrases it, he says that, he says the Rambam is trying to say Yadua ki Yadia b'Hashem Yisbarach b'chol zman. We all know Hashem knew it the whole time. I will perish hadavar Yadua. Yadati means it will become Yadua.
It's a pillow though. The one thing on that shot, and it says Yatol Yadati ki Yireilakim and not Koyilakim.
Yeah, that's
because that's he says the whole tachlis is the level of that's. What
but if you noticed, he kept on going back and forth. Listen to what he says right now. This will help for what you say. Vida, this is the Rambam Fear Zois. He says you should know something. Shekvor kidgish inyan zeba toira. The Torah already made an emphasis. Ubiaroi, and the Torah wrote the Omer, and it said ki tachlis kol ha toira kula. The tachlis of the whole Torah kula bechol ma shenichlal ba mitzivui from all the mitzvahs veazhara and all the laws. Vehav tocha and all the havtochas vehoy dois einoy elo dover echad. The who? What's the dover echad? Liroy mimenu yisal to have your from Hashem. Vehu amre. Where does it say this in the Torah? Im lois ishmoer lasois es kol divrei hatoira hazois haksuvim b'sefer hazeh b'sefer hazeh liro es Hashem hanichbad v'hanoira hazeh. Okay, that's how the Rambam fears ice. That's the tachlis of the entire Torah, is to have Yiras Shamayim, and that's why Avraham Avinu had to show everyone how far it goes. Okay, that's ze echad mishnei inyanu chovay mekayim. That's the first reason of that case.
So he did it out of Yira or Avraham?
So if you look in the Rambam, he keeps on switching back and forth in that shtickle. He says, mi Yirasay, Avosay, Yirasay, Avosay. You need to. It has something. It's for sure the higher level.
According to, I don't know about the Ramban. I'm saying the Ramban.
Rambam, yeah.
So I think the Pshat in the Ramban, I think, is that it's a nesoyim for everybody else. So Avraham Avinu did it mitzad his high level of Ava. But doesn't expect
I was thinking that, like Mamish, what you said, that for us, we it's good enough if we get to the year. But I Mamish wanted to say this, but then the last piece, and the Rambam Chazir again, I didn't copy it down on the paper here, but if you look there, he says, when he next time around, he says, and now Avraham Avinu taught us how far we have to go with Avas Hashem.
Right, but not for the world. Not for the
but
rest
he says
of the
to Melodia us. Ad kama gvul avas Hashem lo hidia.
But not for the rest of the world. The rest of the world is they can't. the rest of the world can't be...
Can't get there.
Can't be expected to go that
Can't
high.
Expect
that.
Okay.
They can only get to the Europe, which would be fine.
Would be fine. You know what Yisrael Salanter said. The Rambam writes Beferish in Hilchos Tshuva. Being scared of Hashem's punishment is for babies. Right? He says for ketanim, for amaratzim. Anybody who's a man should do it because of Yiras HaRoimimus and Avas Hashem. Right? And then he has a whole drush like that. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, I'm going to just be satisfied with being a baby. That's Rabbi Yisrael, right? And he said, just do it. And have year from the Einish. That you know, yeah. That's what he said. Okay.
That could be said. Law Hashem that Hashem im liyira. I'm not asking you for Harvard. That's it. Higher
matter. Just here.
I mean, the Rashi asked the Harvard when he reads.
Right. He reads from the Gemara. Right. The Gemara. Right. The Gemara says in legavi Moshe. Okay, so anyway, so you heard the first thing the Rambam said. We're supposed to learn from here the gvul of the av of the yira, how far it should go, even way past Mesiras Nefesh. Number two, what's the inyan sheni? What are we supposed to learn out of that akedah? Lohoydienu ad kama amiti etzel hanavim masha b'lohem eis Hashem b'chazay. How true do the nevim know what they saw? Maybe a person's going to think, Zeb Chaloim, Mare, Emtsois Koech Hamedame. You know, they hear it in a dream, this. Esher Shalom Hoya Masheroe Hanovi, Bemare Nebua Emes, Vinochal Neitzel Hanovi. Who says the Navi is so convinced that what he saw is really Emes? Elo Mu'urvav Boy, Hashore Mesuyemes. It's a little estimation involved in the Navi. Lefichach rotzel hashmienu, so Hashem wanted everyone to know. Shekol ma sheroya hanovi b'mari hanavua emes v'nochein etzel hanovi. Ein loy sofik b'shum dover mimenu klal. V'dinoi etzloy, kedin kol hadvorm hamitzi usiyim, hamusogim b'chushim, oy b'seichel. Yeah? That it's by him the same klor like he saw with his chushim and seichel. Ve'ilu haya pikpuk etzel hanavim b'chaleim hanavuah. If they wouldn't be 100%, oy shilam sofek b'mashem masigim amar hanavuah oy toast. If there's a chance for a mistake, loy hayim amarim l'mashem hativim misnagdim loy. Right? He wouldn't go running killing his son like that. Right? If there would be any doubt, v'loy hayis anafsham nanis, their nefesh wouldn't answer to it. Lasois hamaisa hazeh rav hasikun. Right? To do. So Memela, that was the second thing why Hashem told Avram, you show everyone that when a Navi knows something, it's 1,000%.
Maybe that answers the kasha. I was listening to a last minute.
Yeah.
The top was last Shabbos. So there's the Gemara says these are the people. There's only 36 or whatever. Some have this Bakaria.
Oh, Amira.
The Marsha says, what do you mean? Marsha says it's. Only Moshe Rabbeinu has a Zvachlarim here. How can you have 36 or whatever in the front row? So Marshall says that people can be Masik Zvachlarim here with Torah.
Oh,
maybe
really?
You don't have to come on to that. Maybe you can answer what the Gemara means is there are, if the Navi himself, there are people that have it so clear in themselves and they act on it so clear, that's called the Zvachlarim here. According to what the Rambam is saying. Not necessarily that the Mar was like Moshe. He doesn't mean the Mar is like Moshe, but the clarity.
There's a certain clarity which is called us by clarity. Yeah. Okay. I hear. So, Al-Kapanim, that's what he says. Grata, I just want to mention the Das Tvunas, you know, from the Mesil Yesharim. He says that when the Navi gets a message of Nevuah, it's way more emes to him than if he gets it with the Chushim. He said Chushim are like outside things which can get fooled. A person could sometimes see something and touch something, and you can fool it. He said, like the nevuah is like in there. I don't know how it is. It's in the neshama straight. It's much better. The Rambam's lashon was dinoi kidin, something which is chushin and sichlin. Okay, I'm just mentioning that on the side. Zok the Rambam the end. Ruuya parsha zu leosis adei Avram Avinu. It's takaroy that Avram Avinu did this ki. Kloimer ha'akeda, the Ram says, meaning the akeda shiduk ki Avram Avinu hu shehechel b'fiyasu ma'yichud. Avram Avinu is the one that told everybody that Hashem is one, ukviyas ha'nebuah, and he's the one that told everybody about nebuah. So v'hu hishrish kol zeh b'shar b'nei Adam. He's the one that was passing it down, k'moshe kosuv ki yadaitiv. So b'meile, he was the one to get everyone to know this 100% klar. Okay? Geshmak Rambam, no? The whole Rambam. Mo yirdik Rambam. So, yeah, big things. So anyways, all that I said the Ram over for the sake of the Ram. But now first I want to say my Ha'or on the side, that I have a Stira Atzuma something with the Rambam. I don't know how to answer this. Here it says in the Rambam that what Avraham Avinu did was way harder than Mesiras Nefesh. Fine. Now I saw in the Sefer of Avraham ben Arambam, there's a Sefer of Avraham ben Arambam al-Tayra. And he says that Chazal say that Yitzchok Avinu was 37. Rashi brings it. He says, my father was very marchik that mahalach. He says, why? He says, if Yitzchok Avinu was 37, my father said, why is Avraham Avinu getting all the credit for that Akedah? He should get more credit than his father. Elamai, I was makabel from my father. He must have been a little child. And he had no say in the matter. The mamish soiser legamri, what the Rambam wrote over here. I don't have any answer. I don't know. Does it mean he was chayzer or I don't know what? I have no idea what to answer. I'm just mentioning the question.
What?
They don't go together. They just don't go together. What? That in the Rambam in Moira Hanabuchim, he says Avraham Avinu had a way harder test than Mesiras Nefesh. And then in this, his son says that his father said that if Yitzchak was big, he should get more credit than his father because it would have been harder for him than his father. That's mamish, totally the opposite.
The whole bin of Rabbeinu
B'chai. Yeah, listen to how Rabbeinu B'chai spoke it out the whole thing. And he's and Rabbeinu B'chai sticks into his thing. And he's 37, so he even loves him more, and it's even harder.
Well, Yitzchak's whole thing was, I'm going to chacham.
Okay, fine. But why, who says it's harder than Avraham? I'm saying, great. How would the Rambam say? I don't know. I can't answer you. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what to say. It sounds like. Okay, that's my whole around the side.
Well, maybe but, it's because Avram's Nisayan was for the Goyim, and Yitzchak's was for Klal Yisrael.
Avram's Nisayan was for. Fine, but how? Why shouldn't Avram get more credit? He had a thing which the Rambam said you can't even imagine that a person could pass.
Right, Yitzchak's is even harder.
Why? Yeah. You just have to die. That's the easier one.
It's what? Yitzchak's?
Yeah, that's the easier one. Well, you just have to give up your life.
Avraham passed when he was a kid.
He passed that long ago, like they all said, right?
We're Kostas.
Yeah,
we're
Kostas. He didn't get a tzivoy.
Okay, so this is easier.
Yitzchak didn't get a tzivoy. Yitzchak didn't get a tzivoy. Yitzchak wasn't tzivoy, it was passive.
That's what I said. Avraham didn't get a tzivoy.
Right, he just tossed them
out. No, but that Mesiras Nefesh, was
voluntary. What in your
costume?
Okay. So how could you? I mean,
but Avraham Avinu's Mesiras Nefesh was no be anything. It was just he himself. It was no nevuah that he should do it.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't see what. Sorry, he and Godel. It doesn't seem like it goes together. I don't know what happened there.
He also argues with the Rosh Rashi. She died on 127. The reason was
sure. Rashi says be fair. She was 37.
Right.
Sure, that's what everyone says, except for this Rambam in the name of his father. Okay, so now after we got this whole beautiful Rambam, now let's go all the way back to what we started, back to where we were. We said, what does it mean that a person can be Menaseh Hashem? Right. What does it mean? So I want to use the Rambam's translation of the word. That it means you put somebody on test. Like whenever it means when Hashem does it to us. It doesn't mean between him and me. It means Hashem's putting me on test that everyone's watching. The same thing I want to say like this. Of course, I'm not allowed to be a koifer, right? But I say, I'm going to say in front of everybody, they call on Veda, right? Hashem, you're on test by all the koiferim around. There's enough people that are fine maskim to test Hashem. Right? And will you give me the money or won't you give me the money? right? So the pshat is, of course, you're not mutter to be the one yourself that you're doubting if Hashem will do it. Then you're a kaifer. But you're allowed to say this, which will, in effect, make Hashem on test, because there's a lot of other people in the world, right? And they're going to sit around and say, no, let's see, is there a bunch of going to do it, or won't he do it? That's called Menasseh in the Rambam's language. In other words, I'm just borrowing that it doesn't, when you say you're testing someone in a lashon of the Torah, Lenasois, it doesn't necessarily mean that I am the one who is trying to see. No. Just like when Hashem is menace to us, it doesn't mean Hashem is trying to see. It means Hashem is going to do this and everyone else is going to watch and see. So the same thing that you're allowed to do by tzedakah. That is what you're allowed to do by tzedakah. You're allowed to say this and everyone's going to watch. And there's going to be people who are going to really be testing.
Is there a difference between the lashon of menace and the v'chanunit?
I don't know.
Maybe is taka between the person and Hashem, but Menasseh is for everybody else, according to the Rambam. Rambam didn't say.
You're right.
The Myra is very, very meduyik in words. That's one of the things he has, like Shema Seren Duffin. He's very interested in this word means the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. Places. I don't have a rye on the word b'chanuni.
Only from that Gemara. The Gemara right. seems to
the only place. The Gemara that you learned in the daf today, right?
No, because the Rebbe said.
Oh, which time? Oh, there b'chanuni
nabazois.
Yeah, but I could also use the Gemara from the daf, which I rather wanted to use. It's legabe the flag thing, because it says in the Gemara there that David HaMelech, he said, how come they don't say my name in Shemoneh Esrei? Right? Only El Kavra Mitzvah V'Yakov. So they all got tested. You didn't. So David HaMelech said, V'choneini Hashem, V'naseini. So I just had an aura that I don't think V'choneini could mean a flag or a pole, right? So, and he's saying he wants what they had. So that gives a little bit of a mashmos that Naseini is like V'choneini a little bit. I'm just mentioning that. So there you have another case where it uses the word b'chaneni and nasein.
Or maybe it means two different things. B'chaneni privately. You test me up privately, but nasein, you make me in the soyan for everybody else.
But of course, they're all trying to say that Hashem knows and there is no private. That's the whole starting point of all these rishonim.
Right. No, it's not the same getter as nasein.
It's not a that getter, I see. Okay, I think it's already time. What? We have to stop right now. Yeah, okay, fine. So, don't say this. So, the Iker is the Rambam of Levice. Come say after that, guys. Yeah.
He said that by Rabbi Akiva, when he says, call him like Saiyatu, what's he there?
Thank you.
But on the whole life of an entire, it didn't even my DNA.